The National Council of Provinces having backed the decision by the Gauteng executive to put Tshwane municipality under administration. The Tshwane Council failed to set up a council meeting where a mayor would be elected to replace DMS Stevens Mokgalapa, who resigned at the beginning of the year. Now, EWN's Edwin Sidi has more on that story for us. Edwin, just take us through exactly how the majority of provinces seem to agree that Tshwane should have been put under administration.
Good afternoon, Joanne. Today's special sitting that was meant, of course, to discuss the issues surrounding the troubled city of Tshwane was here today at the Gauteng Legislature here in Johannesburg. What basically transpired is that, politicians were engaging on the subject following that intensive engagement by the Select Committee of COCTA on Tuesday in the city of Tshwane. Well, they came again to present, what they got from different stakeholders in that particular city, with the chair of the committee, explaining their decision, because they announced late last night that they are concurring with Gauteng Premier David Makhura that city should be dissolved. And then the issues that they raised was that they believe that the executive council of Gauteng government took the correct decision, taking into account what has been happening in that particular city. You would know that by now that the city is without the city manager as well as the mayor. So basically what they told the chair of the NCOP, Amos Masondo, was that, we agree with them because we have seen for ourselves that services have collapsed, and we have seen the books, we have seen what the AG have said about the finances of that particular city. So as a result, after he addressed the house, what transpired is that then the matter was put on vote, and eight provinces voted for the motion to dissolve the city, meaning that from now on, the city will be placed under administration, that is under Section 193, because you know that 2 weeks ago, David Makhura announced their intention to put the municipality under administration. So all in all, what it means is that the motion now has been approved by the NCOP, and what is left now is for the administrators to be appointed to run the city, and then in that period they will be paving a way for 90-day period. Within that period, then that is where we expect that by elections will be held. However, they still have a one hurdle to pass. You would note also that on Tuesday again, what happened was that the DA, Mike Moriarty, as well as Solim Simanga, filed court papers challenging the decision by the Gauteng executive. So we have to just wait and see. I should also add that immediately after the sitting, I spoke to Gauteng COCTA MEC, that is Leboga Maile, who welcomed the decision, saying to me that, Edwin, we have expected that because we had a solid case. However, later on, I also spoke to DA member of parliament, that is Bosch, who said to us that, from our side, we are disappointed because we know that the majority in that particular NCOP will be members of the ANC. However, she also told me that the process is flawed, and they still maintain that this thing was illegal because they were consulted late by the Gauteng Exco. So what is going to happen now is just a matter of wait and see as to whether what will happen today with the DA's agent application at the High Court in Pretoria, Joanne.
Edwin, give me a sense of this. We know that an administrator is on his or her way. Exactly when will that person be in place?
Well, the process, this is how the process will unfold. Once the executive announced the process, so that process will take 14 days. So today is exactly 14 days after that pronouncement by David Makhura that they will announce the administrator as well as pave the way for the by-elections within 90 days. So I also asked Maile about that particular question that you are phrasing to me, that now what is going to happen about the appointment of the administrator as well as others, specialists on issues of local government. He says that the courts or no courts, that administrator will come. So from today, Joanne, we might hear the news of those administrators being appointed. But of course, as I said, I mean, earlier, that, you know what, it's a wait-and-see game as to whether that will happen, because there's this urgent application that is coming on Tuesday. But also, Maile said to me that, you know, what is going to happen is that despite that court challenge, they are on the way of appointing the administrator. So what is likely to happen? You know, the political game that is being that has been played in South Africa, we might hear that by midnight the administrator has been appointed to run the city while they are waiting for that 90-day period when by-elections will be held, Joanne.
Thank you so much for wrapping that for us. Edwin Sidi, live to us there from Tshwane.